It is now 8:23 and 49 degrees in downtown Fairhope. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome from the Eastern Shore Arts Center Marketing Director Adrian Clow. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here to talk about, but before we get to Art Walk festivities tonight, tell us about Plein Air. I just saw a guy painting on the sidewalk on Delamar.
Was that this morning?
This morning.
Oh,
on my
good.
Yeah.
Good.
I've seen them quite a few places.
Yeah, it's because it's been so chilly this week. I feel like a lot of them are getting out a little bit later in the morning to paint.
Right.
So Plein Air Fair, this is our fifth annual event. And we have 60 artists that go out throughout this week and paint the lovely scenery of Fairhope. And like Lori said, some of them will be set up downtown painting our beautiful storefronts. Some of them will be down by the Fairhope Pier. I've had a few go out to Weeks Bay and paint the swamps and stuff out there.
Oh, nice.
And then a lot of them will go out to our county roads and paint cotton fields and barns and rolls of hay and all that good stuff. So as the work is being created, they've been bringing it in through the week to the Art Center, and we have kind of a wet room set up with freshly painted paintings that you can purchase. And then at the end of today, by 2 p.m., they're all supposed to pick their favorites and then put those on exhibit for tonight at Art Walk.
Oh, good. So we can see them tonight.
Yes.
And they are for sale, of course.
And they are for sale, and they'll be on exhibit through the end of December.
Oh, good. So, okay. So if folks can't make it tonight, they can still.
Exactly.
All right. So if you've got your personal device handy, I started typing in ES Art, and the website popped up for me, esartcenter.org.
Good.
So now we go to events or exhibits?
Go to exhibits and then click on current, upcoming, and past exhibits.
Current, upcoming, and past. Okay.
Yeah, and it'll pull up our first exhibit on the website is our members open show. This is another annual exhibit that we do every November and December, and all of our members are allowed to, our artist level and above members can enter one piece. And it's every medium you can think of, so oil painting, mixed media, pottery, sculpture, photography.
This is a great way to get a piece of local art for gift season time, for Christmas time.
Exactly, and it's all shapes and sizes, all different price ranges for everyone. And I think we had about 75 or so entries, so it's a big show, so really excited about it. The ones that we have on line are a mixed variety. We've got one from Hannah Legg, who's been doing all the murals in the area as of lately. She did a cat portrait. I assume it's her cat. His name is Winston, and he's beautiful. And it's on a circular canvas. It's really cool. And we've got one by Karen Rollison. She's done a painting of roller derby girls or whatever.
It's called The Blocker. That needs to buy that.
Oh yeah, it's pretty cool. And then and it's really colorful. It's got a lot of like luscious like reds and purples and greens. And then we've got one piece by Kathy Sidoris on our website. It's called The Cowboy, and it's kind of like a shadow box
where
she's kind of
nice.
collected all these little knickknacks and things to make a piece of scenery. Here's Winston. And then we've got some pottery online as well. So very mixed bag of some stuff from our artists.
Okay.
Really proud of it. And then you can see a couple of shots from our plein air artists on our website as well. And always check out our Facebook. I've been trying to update everybody on where you may be able to find artists in the moment, some of the work that they're putting out. So really excited about that too.
And so y'all are open from 6 until 8.
Yes.
Admission is free. You got some food and music too, and wine, right?
Oh yeah, and live music tonight is the East Bay Quintet, and I wanted to have a special thank you for Century Bank. They're our sponsor this evening, so they'll be set up in the foyer. I think I talked to Jennifer yesterday with Century Bank, and they may have some extra goodies at their table too to stop by and check that out. And Priscilla Royster, she's been doing our catering as of late, and she's been doing a fantastic job as well. So happy to have her back, too. And if you are interested in taking classes with us at the Art Center, we'll have some stuff on the front desk for you to pick up. And on our website, we have winter classes beginning early January. If you can believe it, it's hard to think about. We just put that schedule out as well. So on our website, under the education tab, you can check out classes or workshops. Mm-hmm. And workshops are more of a 1 or 2 or 3 day event if you can't spend the time on doing a class. So in workshops, we have everything from glass blowing to painting. We've got some holiday workshops for the kiddos coming up in December on December 16th and 20th. And those are all day affairs. They're 10 to 2 p.m. So if parents out there, if you need some time to go out and shop, you can drop the kids off for the workshop.
What a great idea.
And run some errands.
And they can enjoy making some Christmas crafts.
Exactly. They do some Christmas crafts. And I think they play like the Grinch that stole Christmas. And kind of have a fun day of it.
Oh, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. Blow your own stemless wine glass.
Yes, and that one I think is in January. So if you get some Christmas monies, you can come in and blow your own wine glass.
And what a great gift is to give one of these classes, like a certificate
exactly.
for one of these classes to someone.
Mm-hmm. And you can spend it on a class. You can spend it on something in the gift shop. You can spend it on a membership if you want to give that to a loved one so then they can have that all year round. Mm-hmm. and take classes with discounts. So we've got a little bit of something for everyone. Watercolor Batik is coming up really quickly. That's a really cool workshop as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so a little bit of everything.
All right, and tell us about membership.
Yeah, so membership, like we discussed before, our artist levels and above, that's a $80 membership, lasts all year round, and you can participate in exhibits like the one that we have going on this month, our members open show. We have our members jury show in March where you can submit up to 3 pieces. We've got our sales gallery, our gift shop that you can put pieces into. But we do, if you're not an artist, you can still support the Art Center and become an individual member that starts at $40 a month or $40 a year. And we have family memberships and business memberships as well. So if you're a business, we have a program called the Art and About program, where if you're looking for art to display on your walls, you can be a business member and we can send you an artist every quarter to have new art every 3 months or every 4 months.
That. So yeah. Great idea.
Yeah, and I think that starts at $100 or $150.
And that benefits the artist too, because
exactly.
folks might come into the restaurant or the office and see that.
Exactly.
And
you can purchase it
yeah.
there as well too. So it's
a great
opportunity.
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. So every level of membership you can think of, and like I said, with plein air too, check out our Facebook page. I try to post things every hour or so. So if you haven't seen one this week, you can try to drive around town and scope one out, and everything will be on exhibit tonight. We have an exhibit judge as well that will be giving awards to those artists too. And I think, I'm trying to think if we had anybody go out. Lori's looking through stuff, and we had the farmer's market yesterday. So I didn't know if we had any painters that were out at the farmer's market or not.
What a great idea.
Because that would have been a perfect scene to capture.
Yeah.
So
hopefully they did.
I know. And that there's that magnolia flower truck. I don't know if you've seen it. It's sometimes it'll set up here over at Old Bay Mercantile sometimes where mm-hmm. she sells flowers out of the truck. You can make your own bouquets.
Okay.
I think they're going to be set up somewhere today. I think it's like that Anya's house. That they're having an opening over on Section Street. I think they're going to be set up today, so I was hoping maybe some of our painters would go out there too, because that'd be a really pretty
yes, it would.
Painting.
So today is it. They'll finish
today
up
is the
today
final day.
And then put all of their work in the wet room, mm-hmm. and then you'll display everything tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Very
oh, yeah.
good. So
yeah.
Everybody be sure to go see the Eastern Shore Art Center tonight between 6 and 8 for First Friday Art Walk. We're also open here at the radio station
good.
At 9 North Church Street. And we start at 5:30 to give mm-hmm. folks time to be able to go both places.
Yes.
And our guest author is the guest author writer in residence at the Wolf Writer's Cottage, that little cottage
oh,
right
okay,
next to
yeah.
the library.
Mm-hmm.
The Fairhope Center for the Writing Arts sponsors that. And
good.
Authors from all over the United States can apply for this residency.
I was wondering how that works.
And they stay
yeah.
for a month.
Mm-hmm.
So she is their November author, and so we've teamed up with them, and she is going to be joining us, Suzanne Roberts. is a winner of the National Outdoor Book Award.
Oh, nice.
She was also named the next great travel writer by National Geographic's Traveler. And you can find her at SuzanneRoberts.net. If I said Susan, I apologize. It's SuzanneRoberts.net. Or better yet, find her in person here tonight.
That's awesome.
So we're open 5:30 until 8 or so, sometimes even later. So, all right, sounds like a great evening,
yes.
And it's not going to be too cold. Our highs
in the low
70s, and the low is in the low 50s, so shouldn't be too cold out
Thank
there.
Thank goodness. Oh, yes.
Thank you, Adrian.
Thank you.
Adrian Clow with the Eastern Shore Arts Center joining us the first Friday of each month.